Hello.
Hi, Becky. This is Jacob again.
Yeah, how'd the call go?
They went really well. We have a scheduled interview for next Tuesday.
Wait, I can't hear you. What date is it?
Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Tuesday at what time?
She said 10 o'clock.
So hold on. Tuesday's the 13th, right?
Yes.
So hold on. 1:13 at 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, Jacob. Okay. And now regarding you, what's the story with your birth certificate? Are you...
I filed it. I went up to Social Security. They said that they was gonna do, or they was gonna file it. And I'm just waiting on them to basically return it back to me to where we're at right now. And hopefully it happens because we're in a hotel, so I don't know. Hope so.
Yeah, so I wouldn't wait on them to send it to you. I would go back there and ask them for it. Usually they print it on the spot.
Oh, that's not what she told me.
And how long will it be ready?
Do what now? Sorry.
And how long will it be ready?
Yeah.
Do you know how long it's going to take to get ready? To be ready?
I have no clue. I'm waiting on them to just get it back to me. I mean, I don't know how long it'll. They said between 4 to 7 days is what they said.
27.
No. Between 4 and 7 business days.
Oh, nice. And they're going to mail it to you?
That's what they said.
Okay. I hope they're right. Okay, fine. And if you don't really follow up, because it's important. As soon as Margaret, Margie's all set, then we're going to be waiting on you, which is a shame.
I know. It's my fault. I know.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure this happens ASAP.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I've been underneath the weather. There's a lot of things been going on in the last 4 or 5 days.
So 4 to 7 days. Since when? When did you go to the Social Security?
So it had to have been Monday. Yeah, Monday.
Monday?
Mm-hmm.
That was 1, 2, 3, 4. So maybe follow up on Friday or the following Monday. That would be a week.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come by then and hopefully it'll be in the mail because, that's what I'm trying to hope for too. I mean, it's been a while since.
For sure. Okay. Okay, look. It looks like you have everything in control. You'll hopefully get that to us as soon as you can manage to get it yourself.
Yep, just waiting on that, sorry.
Okay, great. And then on the assessment, of course, I want you to understand that this assessment is for you to see if your mom is eligible for home care. And not only that, it's to see how many hours per week she would be approved for, right? This is literally when they decide how much time per week she's gonna get.
Okay.
So it's good to remember this and realize that whatever you tell them, right, if you're going to ask them for a certain amount of hours, hopefully you want them to give it to you. So you're not trying to make the situation look all happy, right? You're trying to show them, like, picture how your mom is and explain to her as well how she's feeling on, like, her hardest day when things aren't working out for her. And really, really be convincing to them that you need, hours and that you want to explain the severity of the situation.
Yeah, because I mean, she's able to do all that. She needs help,
You could be. It could be that you for sure deserve it, but you still have to prove it to them.
Gotcha. I understand. No. I'm not lying about anything.
Right, yeah, for sure. Exactly. Okay, great. We'll be in touch already closer too. Okay?
Okay.
Amazing. All right. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.